Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, have you guys been paying attention to the cultural backlash coming from Kid Rock's Super Bowl halftime show that, quite frankly, set the MAGA movement back years in a cultural sense? Not only have top MAGA figures come out and say, the Bad Bunny performance was 10 times better, it pulled 30 times the views, and was clearly just more energetic and American. Then Kid Rock had to come out and essentially apologize because people pointed out that his halftime performance was clearly pre-recorded. He posted a video yesterday that I'll play for you. It has 5.9 million views because it's total cultural humiliation. I'd call it cultural self-destruction because, honestly, about 1 year ago, after Trump had won, and then even after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there was a sense that people were beginning to gravitate more towards the right. I saw people that I went to high school with back in Indiana reposting more right-wing stuff, and it was a shift from the Biden or BLM era of politics. But now they have self-destructed any cultural relevance they had by being cringe lunatic losers who are very clearly fascistic. I mean, take Jake Paul, for example. Jake Paul backed down off of his Bad Bunny criticisms in 1 day, in 24 hours. Let me walk you through this. Before the Super Bowl halftime show, he tweeted out, "I'm purposely turning off the halftime show. Let's rally together and show big corporations they can't just do whatever they want without consequences, which equals viewership for them. You are their benefit. Realize you have power. Turn off this halftime. A fake American citizen performing who publicly hates America. I cannot support that." So I pointed out, dude, you own a house in Puerto Rico and fly its flag when it's convenient. Rather than saying fake American, just say what you really mean. Even his brother Logan Paul immediately rebuked him and said, "I love my brother, but I don't agree with this. Puerto Ricans are Americans, and I'm happy they were given the opportunity to showcase the talent that comes from the island." So already there was some friction. But then Jake Paul doubles down. He says, "The problem with my tweet is the word fake is being misinterpreted. He's not a fake citizen, obviously, because he's Puerto Rican. I love Puerto Rico and all Americans. He's fake because of his values and criticism of our great country." This dude has gotten punched in the head one too many times. The ability to criticize America is as American as apple pie. Bad Bunny is exercising his constitutional rights, not to say that he hates America. He actually said, "God bless America." But just to say, ICE is violating our rights. Honestly, I would argue that the most American thing you can do is call out the violation of your constitutional rights, right? Then he like triples down and starts to panic. He goes, "Whoa, to clarify, I wasn't calling anyone a fake citizen because they're from Puerto Rico." But dude, let me go back to this original tweet. You clearly are saying a fake American citizen who publicly hates America. You're clearly calling him a fake American citizen because you're 1 inch away from calling him like a racial slur. He then says, "If you're publicly criticizing ICE who are doing their job and openly hating on America, I'm going to speak on it, period. That's the same reason I called out Hunter Hess." This is if Jake Paul were talking politics in 2003, he'd be like, "If you don't support the invasion of Iraq, you hate America. You hate our military." Remember, people used to say that back in 2003. Obviously, I was like 1 year old, but it's well known that people were getting attacked if they didn't support a hyper-militaristic invasion of another country. Now Jake Paul wants you to support a hyper-militaristic invasion of Minneapolis and other blue cities. And then he backs off. He wakes up the next morning and says, "Guys, I love Bad Bunny. IDK what happened on my Twitter last night. WTF. Jake Paul knows how to ride trends, and when he realizes that he's wrong, and when Logan Paul even rebukes him, you know that it's bad." But after all of these panicky tweets, he backed off. What about this one? Nick Fuentes says, "I liked the halftime show. I thought it was fun." This dude's far right. Meghan McCain, who's a Republican, said, "Been listening to nothing but Bad Bunny since the Super Bowl. Congrats to all the lunatics who have inadvertently turned me into the biggest Bad Bunny stan on the planet now." She then lists a few of her favorite Bad Bunny songs. This has quite literally gained Bad Bunny cultural relevance. And as friend of the show Isaiah Martin points out, look at the viewership numbers. Bad Bunny got 127 million live concurrent viewers. Turning Point USA got 5 million. I mean, they beat them by a factor of 25 right there. He says, "Let's all take a moment to point and laugh at their puny safe space." Again, when did the conservatives become the triggered crybabies? I guess they always have been, but it feels like they try to inverse reality and say, "We're the snowflakes. Sure, are there going to be random people who are far left on Twitter who are annoying? Always. But now, mainstream conservatives are the weird, annoying, crybaby snowflakes who need a safe space. Like Jake Paul sending this tweet, it didn't just put a bad taste in my mouth. It actually pissed me off. Like, I was in a hotel room in New York about to do a debate, and I was sitting there like, what the hell is this guy talking about? To continue, though, Nick Fuentes also says, Bad Bunny's halftime show was way better than TPUSA's. He said, quote, what the fuck was that? If that's the best we got, I'm switching sides. Then the racism ensues. I mean, even before the halftime Super Bowl show, all of the criticism was rooted in racism. Pure racism. People saying that he wasn't American. Like, listen, if you don't like a certain form of music or you just prefer one form of music over another, that's not what's racist. There's nothing racist about having preferences. My grandpa is oftentimes grumpy when I play my type of music or the type of music that I listen to. That's not racist to think that one music is better than the other, but it is racist when you begin to call him a fake American, when you say Puerto Rico is not a part of America, when you say you don't want Spanish music, you want more whiteness there, when you're attacking him on the basis of his identity and his looks, and that is how all of the mainstream MAGA were attacking him, calling him a fake American. Look at Congressman Randy Fine. He's trying to open an investigation into Bad Bunny. You know what pisses me off about this guy? He is the most bigoted, one of the top five bigoted Republican representatives who openly attacks Ilhan Omar and Zohran Mamdani and is trying to deport them. He's so incredibly bigoted towards everybody. But then the moment people are bigoted towards him in his own movement, because he's a Jewish man, the moment that Nick Fuentes or someone on the far right is anti-Semitic, he becomes a complete crybaby, which, listen, you should never be bigoted towards Jewish people. You should never be bigoted towards black people. You should never be bigoted towards Mexican people or anybody. But Randy Fine doesn't hold that. He says, I can be bigoted towards anybody I want, but the moment you attack me, that crosses a line. The moment that he is a subject of this type of hatred, he has a stunning amount of moral clarity about it, and that is what pisses me off. You have to stop bigotry from entering your movement at the door. You can't just stop it when he begins to hit you. And Randy Fine in this post said, breaking, I just sent a letter to Brendan Carr, FCC, calling for a full and immediate investigation into the Bad Bunny halftime show. In America, our laws are not suggestions. You must, no matter what foreign language you speak, you must comply. This is racism. This dude just genuinely attacks minorities, tries to deport them, tries to say they can't use free speech, try to say they can't speak against the government. And again, the second that bigotry is directed towards him, he curls up in a ball and cries. How about we just stop all bigotry? It's so annoying seeing these motherfuckers. It's so annoying just seeing them be hateful as hell all of the time. Right here, Kid Rock says, yes, my halftime performance was pre-recorded, but performed live, meaning that they recorded it like day before or days prior, but that the live performance was then aired. That means it wasn't performed live. He says, no lip syncing like the haters and fake news are trying to report. I don't know. It looked like it was lip syncing to me. I would play a clip, but Kid Rock and his label, they would strike this video down. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate the reporting that we do on the Adam Mockler feed.
What's up, people? We're here to address the fake news media and all the trolls that are piling on trying to say I was lip syncing.
You were. This is just a humiliation tour.
First, I gotta say thank you to my DJ, Paradigm. We call him Freddie, who flew down from Detroit this evening, this Monday night, flew down from Detroit this evening just so we could make this.
Just for the humiliation ritual?
Hang on, drink a couple beers, so it's all good. The turning point of that ball with the ball, you know that song's chaos. And the first thing is, if I was ever going to lip sync, which I wouldn't, that would be the last song I would ever.
I don't want to listen to this entire thing, but you know the old adage in politics, when you're explaining, you're losing. And this video is 5 minutes long of him just explaining what could they possibly be yapping about for 5 minutes? It was disastrous, but it wasn't that disastrous. We don't need 5 minutes of this guy yapping about this. Lord have mercy. I also want to point out something that's going viral. I don't really talk about Erica Kirk that much, but this is going incredibly viral because she did a show yesterday where the background is the exact same as it used to be when Charlie ran the show. But if you follow my cursor up here, she now has what looks like it could be like a pocket constitution, like a pocket scroll of all the amendments or something like that, of all the articles. I don't know what this is, but on this shelf right here, what used to be there a year ago was their wedding photos. I don't know. Something about that makes me kind of sad. She removed their wedding photos. That seems like kind of a betrayal. That's kind of messed up. Here's Kid Rock on Fox News being bigoted against Jay-Z. More bigotry.
So he goes like, well, maybe Jay-Z will do it, which nothing against Jay-Z. I respect him for his hustle and, you know, his music. But it seems like there's a little bit of a DEI hire there going on, you know, to kind of like, you know, like, oh, you know, black guys love Jay-Z. And of course, I'm not that ignorant. I know a lot of us love Jay-Z, not just black guys. But in the league where he had this problem, it seemed like, you know, oh, we'll bring him in. And so, you know, Jay-Z's not going to take that position of power and that money. So, you know, then they convened in a not-for-profit league until, you know, they quietly got rid of that tax-exempt status at some point, so Roger did not have to disclose his salary.
This is some wild stuff coming from Kid Rock. He's saying that Jay-Z is a DEI hire in a nonprofit that Jay-Z helped lead to help people. This makes zero sense. People have been attacking even Republican politicians like Tim Scott and Byron Donalds as DEI hires, which makes no sense. When you're elected into a position by constituents, even if you're a Republican and I disagree with you, that's not DEI. That is not what that is. Jay-Z being a part of a nonprofit is not DEI. And the implication here is very, very clear. This is why he was relegated to the TPUSA halftime show and not the real halftime show. This is why Congressman Randy Fine is freaking out, because they are rapidly losing cultural relevance and power, and the MAGA movement has essentially self-destructed what they had a year ago. Again, as Isaiah Martin points out, we 25X'd their numbers and they had no chance, and they know it. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.